Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business.
I am Coach Adanna Austin. I'm your business coach and consultant, and I work with high-end entrepreneurs like yourself to get very clear on your goals, identify your ideal clients, and develop the strategies to grow your business. So that's what I do in a nutshell. And I come on here and I share information with you about the tools, the strategies, the resources that you need to grow your business. Yeah. Today I want to talk about something very, very specific. Hi, Kiva. I want to talk about something very, very specific. And it's something that we've spoken about ways before, but I wanted to reiterate this very important thing. I know that you all have heard me talking about your sales funnel and having a sales funnel for every business, whether it's a brick and mortar business, whether it's an online business, it doesn't matter what it is. Every business needs to have a sales funnel. A sales funnel does not have to be complicated. And what that means, what a sales funnel is, for those of you who are not familiar with the term sales funnel, a sales funnel is ideally the journey that you carry your audience through. It's a journey. It's a funnel. You go in. What's the journey throughout the funnel? And what are the different elements that you will be offering your audience as they enter these funnels, as they join you in the funnel, as you build that know, like, and trust within your funnel? And the reason I want to touch on that is I want you to think about it a different way as well, because I know sales funnel is our marketing jargon, right? And if you're not really in marketing and stuff, you know, that kind of could go over your head. So how I want you to think about it, in the business that you presently have, the business that you're presently posting online, the website that you just completed, all of those things, what is the journey that you are carrying your audience through? What is your customer's journey? What is your customer's journey? That's another way to look at your sales funnel. What is the journey? And not just the journey of when they buy from you, but what is the journey before they buy from you, when they buy from you, and after they buy from you? Because 80% of your business will come from repeat business, right? That's how people make their thousands, eh? They have a lot of repeat buyers, people who come and buy from them over and over and over again. And the reason they get people to come and buy from them over and over again is because they pay attention to their client's journey even after they have bought. It's not just thank you for your money, see you later, sayonara, right? It's about making sure that you are nurturing that relationship even after they have bought. So if you are online, if you are starting your business, if you are already in business, if you have your Facebook page, your Instagram feed, your LinkedIn feed, your TikTok feed, what is that journey that your audience is going to go through, right? How are they going to find you? When they do find you, what information are they going to get? And then what do you want them to do? Which is why it is so important for you to have very good content. You know what I mean? Valuable and intentional content. And also why it is so important for you to have a call to action. A call to action is the instructions that you give to your audience after they have bought from you. So whether it's join me on this training, click the link in my bio, jump into my DMs, you know, join my mailing list, come and join the waiting list, whatever that call to action is. And it's going to be different for everybody, guys. It's not a one size fits all. It depends on your audience. It depends on where you're showing up. It depends on what you're selling. So it's not a one size fits all. So it's important for you to map that out. So when you decide, okay, I am going to have a sale for Mother's Day, or I'm going to have a sale for Easter, or I'm going to have a sale at the end of the month, right? Don't just focus on, let me design a pretty graphic, or let me design a pretty flyer to put out on my social media to capture my audience's attention. You also want to map out. And when I say map out, you know, guys, I'm a big advocate. Write it out. Right? Write out what exactly your audience is going to experience. So once you put out the ad, let's say you put out an ad, right? And they see your ad on Facebook or Instagram. They see the ad and then they click on the link. Where is it going to lead them to? Is it leading them to a sales page where they're going to get more information? Then when they land on the sales page, are they going to then be directed to click a button which is going to allow them to buy your product or service, right? And when they click that button and they put in their information and they buy from you, then are they going to get an email saying, thank you for buying from me, and what information are they going to receive? Once they receive the offer, whatever it is you're giving them, then what happens? Do they then get a follow-up email with more valuable content or an upsell or cross-sell or whatever it is, depending on what the goals of your business are, right? You want to map out what that journey is, right? From start to finish. From the time you post something, so let's say you are promoting a program or an offer or a sale that you're having for the 2 weeks, right? For 2 to 3 weeks, however long you want to promote. You want to map out what is the journey that my audience is going to have with me. Even when somebody may not necessarily buy from you immediately, they are still experiencing something with you because you are nurturing them, right? What is the experience that they are going to experience as you nurture them, right? What is that experience? Are they going to experience a free training from you? Are they going to experience getting into your private Facebook group where they get more information? When they get into the private Facebook group, are they going to be getting discounts and coupon codes? Are they going to be offered something even more valuable that nobody else is getting? What does that journey look like? Guys, you have to be flexible because for every offer that you put out, the journey may be different. Some journeys and it may be shorter than others, but you want to map that out so that you can automate parts of it or automate as much of it as possible so that you can literally put your business on rinse and repeat. This is how people are able to make money in their sleep. You know, we like to talk about that, right? I want to make money in my sleep. I want to get up to money in my bank account. I want to get up and know that people are buying from me even without me having to sell, right? But this is how you do it, right? You want to map it out, automate it as much as possible, and put it on a system where you literally rinse and repeat that information so that valuable information is consistently being shown to your audience. They are consistently engaging and interacting with your brand, and they have opportunities to buy from you at different levels, right? And we'll talk about that in another training. They have opportunities to buy from you at different levels, and even as they buy or even they don't buy, they are continuing to have a really great experience with you. That's your customer service part, right, of your sales, right? They are continuing to have a really great experience with you and your business as they build know, like, and trust. Because if they don't know you, a lot of times they may not necessarily buy from you immediately, right? Sometimes, yes, you get those immediate sales, but sometimes people want to do a little more research. They want to hear your voice a little more. They want to see how visible you are. They want to also see what other people's interactions with you are like. So that's where your testimonials and stuff come in. That's why you have to share those things. And they want to make sure that, you know, you have like a 5-star rating or as high a rating as possible, right? So when you're thinking about your sales funnel, right, our big marketing word, when you're thinking about your sales funnel, what I want you to really ask yourself, right, is what is the journey that my audience is going to go through? Tell me in the comments if it makes sense. Tell me if it makes sense and tell me if you have any questions. Does that make sense to you guys? Asking yourself, what is the journey? Because sometimes we feel it's just, well, let me put out this flyer, people will click and buy from me. No. You're selling yourself short and you're also selling your audience short, right? You're leaving money on the table if you are not mapping out that journey that your audience needs to go through in order to buy from you.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.